The governor signed a bill the other day. You may have heard about this. And here's what happens. If your car has some sort of recall, you got to take it back to the dealership. The manufacturer pays the dealer for those repairs or whatever is necessary to be done. The problem is they have not been paying them enough. Ford or General Motors or whoever will say, well, this job should be done in an hour and a half. Here's an hour and a half's worth of pay for that job to the mechanic and the dealer. But the dealerships will tell you that the manufacturers are always undercutting that amount and they're getting underpaid for the amount of work they have to pay the guys to do the job. The governor just signed a bill to level that playing field. The union and the dealers work together on that. Hooray. 10 minutes later, they were back at the bargaining table trying to work out a new contract, and things did not go as well. Many of the dealers' techs are on strike now. The president of the Chicago Automobile Trade Association and also the Auto Show General Manager is Dave Sloan. Hey, Dave, you're on WGN Radio. Thanks for joining us today.
That was a great explanation of the bill. I wish I could have done it that well.
You could have been in and out of the bargaining table in 5 minutes if you had me on your team.
You're hired.
Although in this case, it was easier. You guys were on the same side. But now, you guys are on different sides. So how many dealerships do you all represent in the Chicagoland area?
So there are the CATA has 400 dealers in the Chicago market, just over 400 dealers, and this strike affects 56 of them. So there's about 120 that have unionized mechanics, and then 56 in this bargaining group right now.
Got it. And it's not necessarily Toyota or Chevy or Ford. It could be any of them, right? That have the
could be any of them. Right. Correct. Yeah.
And what's the big issue between these union shops and these union dealers?
Well, there are a few issues, you know, they kind of have a scratch in our head, especially after we got this bill done, because it really levels the playing field, makes it fairer, a fairer situation for the dealers to be reimbursed and the techs to get paid. And so that was the big issue 4 years ago, and so we were able to get that one off the table. But we're concerned that our latest proposal, which we gave them Saturday night, was maybe misrepresented early Sunday morning in the vote, and we'd really like a better chance to
explain. Wait a minute, you're telling me that the techs that were voting on this, the mechanics that were voting on this, may not have gotten a fair explanation of what your offer was?
Yeah, that's for sure. So take the health and welfare. There's a health and welfare fund, and the union wanted us to put more money, increase the amount of money we were putting into the health and welfare fund over what we're doing now. And that fund is has 32 months of reserves, so it's overfunded almost double. So putting more money into that just didn't make sense for us. We wanted to put it into the technicians' paychecks, and I don't think that was very well explained at the union hall.
If I may, Dave, so they may have heard that they don't want to increase the funding to the health and welfare fund. Maybe it was not put emphatically enough in your estimation that money is available, but it's going to go into your paycheck. If that's true, how much money do you offer? How much money does the contract offer mechanics?
It's a very lucrative, contract, and it's hard to explain because there are several different classifications of technicians in the shops. So it would take me a long time
But you can give me some of them. Just ballpark me a couple numbers.
So what we wanted to do was increase the pay of all the classifications and make it very lucrative for the techs going forward. And by putting it into this fund, the union even told them that the fund might be out of money by the end of the contract, which is just untrue. There's no way for that to happen. So it was unfortunate. Number two, they were concerned about base pay. So a guarantee, it starts at 36 hours, goes up to 40 for the life of the contract. And we wanted to have language in there that would allow the employer, just like in any workplace, if someone's not doing their job, to be able to address that person who needs to be a little bit more productive. And the irony is, with this new warranty reimbursement law, the likelihood of that happening goes down to almost nothing. But the union is making it a big deal. And if you're out on the curb with a picket sign in your hand twice in 4 years, it just doesn't seem fair. These techs have not recovered the income they lost in the last strike. For them to be out on these couple issues is just, it's infuriating.
36 to 40 hours a week. What does a starting mechanic make at a union shop?
Well, a mechanic can make $80,000 a year, and it goes up from there.
Can make $80,000, but they don't start at $80,000.
They started about $80,000. Now, again, that's a journeyman technician. Okay. So there's semi-skilled, there's lube racks. So
what's the lowest paying?
All our latest proposal is up on our website, ncdcchicago.org, if you want to take a look at it.
So all the classifications get a bump in pay?
Yeah.
And the insurance, the health care coverage, does that go down in any manner?
Not in any manner. No, it doesn't go down in any manner. And in fact, the fund trustees have approved what we had proposed. So
the sticking point sounds like, if I may, the guaranteed hours then, right?
And it's health and welfare. It's union politics. And then there was a situation where some dealers broke off last 4 years ago and sort of illegally bargained directly with the union. And we have a clause in the contract that would negate the effectiveness of that ever happening again.
Right.
So once again, the union went to those particular dealers, made a deal, and wants to make it our deal for the NCDC.
So
the NCDC dealers say, no, we'd rather not do that. We want to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Dave Sloan's on the phone line, and he's the Auto Show General Manager and also the President of the Chicago Auto Trade Association. So the union is going to tell me when I put him on later that this other group is giving them a better deal. They want to make your deal as competitive as their deal, right?
Well, you could argue that it's not a better deal if the techs aren't getting it in the paycheck, and it's and these funds are going into the overfunded health and welfare fund. It just doesn't make sense to me, and it sounds like union politics more than anything else.
Mm. Sorry to hear that. So, Dave Sloan, I wonder how long this thing's going to go. Do you have a feel for it? Are you guys close?
Well, we have the latest proposal on the table. They need to respond to it. We sent them a letter yesterday that says, hey, let's get back to the table, and so we're waiting for them.
Nobody wants anybody to not be working these days. I sure hope you guys can work this out.
I'll tell you what, that's part of the reason why we had an auto show. We wanted to get McCormick Place up and running again, and we were successful in doing that. And all of those convention labor people were able to get back to work thanks to our show getting approved and getting McCormick Place back open. And we hope that everyone gets vaccinated and we get this Delta variant back down so that McCormick Place can keep running.
I think the way you guys changed the show this year was really smart, too. Dave Sloan from the Auto Show and from the Trade Association. Dave, thanks for your time. Good luck to the men and women over there. I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
Well done, sir.